New heading. Win-win or no deal. If these individuals had not come up with a synergistic solution, one that was agreeable to both, they would have gone for an even higher expression of win-win. We'll call it win-win or no deal. No deal basically means that if we can't find a solution that would benefit us both, we agree to disagree agreeably. No deal. No expectations have been created. No performance contracts established. I don't hire you, or we don't take on a particular assignment together, because it's obvious that our values or our goals are going in opposite directions. It is so much better to realize this up front instead of downstream when expectations have been created and both parties have been disillusioned. When you have no deal as an option in your mind, you feel liberated because you have no need to manipulate people, to push your own agenda, to drive for what you want. You can be completely open. You can really try to understand the deeper issues underlying the positions. With no deal as an option, you can honestly say to the other, I only want to go for win-win. I want to win, and I want you to win. I wouldn't want to get my way and have you not feel good about it, because downstream it would eventually surface and create a withdrawal. On the other hand, I don't think you would feel good if you really got your way and I gave in. So let's work for a win-win. Let's really hammer it out. And if we can't find it, then let's agree that we won't make a deal at all. It would be better not to deal than to live with the decision that wasn't right for us both. Then maybe another time we might be able to get together. Sometime after learning the concept of win-win or no deal, the president of a small computer software company shared with me the following experience. We had developed new software which we sold on a 5-year contract to a particular bank. The bank president was excited about it, but his people weren't really behind the decision. About a month later, that bank changed presidents. New president came to me and said, I am uncomfortable with these software conversions. I have a mess on my hands. My people are all saying that they can't go through this and that I really feel I just can't push it at this point in time. My own company was in deep financial trouble. I knew I had every legal right to enforce the contract, but I had become convinced of the value of the principle of win-win. So I told him, we have a contract. Your bank has secured our products and our services to convert you to this program. But we understand that you're not happy about it. So what we'd like to do is to give back the contract, give you back your deposit, and if you are ever looking for a software solution in the future, come back and see us. I literally walked away from an $84,000 contract. It was close to financial suicide for us, but I felt that in the long run, if the principle were true, it would come back and pay dividends. 3 months later, the new president called me. I'm now going to make changes in my data processing, he said, and I want to do business with you. He signed a contract for $240,000. Anything less than win-win in an interdependent reality is a poor second best that will have impact in the long-term relationship. The cost of that impact needs to be carefully considered. If you can't reach a true win-win, you're very often better off to go for no deal. Win-win or no deal provides tremendous emotional freedom in the family relationship as well. If family members can't agree on a video that everyone will enjoy, they can simply decide to do something else, no deal, rather than having some enjoy the evening at the expense of others. I have a friend whose family has been involved in singing together for several years. When they were young, she arranged the music, made the costumes, accompanied them on the piano, and directed the performances. As the children grew older, their taste in music began to change, and they wanted to have more say in what they performed and what they wore. They became less responsive to direction. Because she had had years of experience in performing herself and felt closer to the needs of the older people at the rest homes where they planned to perform, she didn't feel that many of the ideas they were suggesting would be appropriate. At the same time, however, she recognized their need to express themselves and to be part of the decision-making process. So she set up a win-win or no deal. She told them she wanted to arrive at an agreement that everyone felt good about, or they would simply find other ways to enjoy their talents. As a result, everyone felt free to express his or her feelings and ideas as they worked to set up a win-win agreement, knowing that whether or not they could agree, there would be no emotional strings. The win-win or no-deal approach is most idealistic at the beginning of a business relationship or enterprise. In a continuing business relationship, no-deal may not be a viable option, which can cause serious problems, especially for family businesses or businesses that are begun initially on the basis of friendship. In an effort to preserve the relationship, people sometimes go on for years making one compromise after another, thinking win-lose or lose-win, even while talking win-win. This creates serious problems for the people and for the business, particularly if the cooperation operates on win-win and synergy. Without no deal, many such businesses simply deteriorate and either fail or have to be turned over to professional managers. Experience shows that it is often better in setting up a family business or a business between friends to acknowledge the possibility of no deal downstream and to establish some kind of buy-sell agreement so that the business can prosper without permanently damaging the relationship. Of course, there are some relationships where no deal is not viable. I wouldn't abandon my child or my spouse or go for no deal. It would be better, if necessary, to go for compromise, a low form of win-win. But in many cases, it is possible to go into negotiation with a full win-win or no-deal attitude, and the freedom of that attitude is incredible.